You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Hello, welcome.
Hey, Joshua.
Welcome, welcome.
Are you having
welcome,
fun?
Welcome.
Isn't this fun? Aren't you having a great time? Aren't you existing in a state of joy? Isn't everything working out? Is there nothing to worry about? Or are you tense? Are you nervous? Are you in a state of confusion? Are you worried about the future? Do you regret the past? Are things going really well in this moment right now? Or is something bad happening? Well, if you perceive that everything's going well, then you are adopting the same perspective of your inner self and you are in a state of alignment. And in that state of alignment, you are free to do whatever you're inspired to do. If you perceive that something wrong is happening or wrong could happen or something that wrong happened in the past, well, you're simply looking at reality in a way that is not aligned with how your inner self sees reality. And you are saying, from your perspective, something should be different than it is, but your inner self is saying, from our perspective up here, the non-physical, looking down on everything's happening in your reality, everything's working out perfectly. So the disconnect is between how you perceive reality and how your inner self perceives reality. Well, if your inner self is a state of joy and love and well-being and happiness and fun, and you are not in that state, well, then you know you're out of alignment. There's nothing wrong with being out of alignment. It's just not what you really intended. It's not the most effective way to navigate this reality. It's not going to bring you joy. Joy is your natural state. Joy is the state that you came into this reality with. And somewhere along the line, you adopted beliefs that cause you to perceive that you were separate from the source that's within you. And as you navigate your reality, you get to choose now your perspective. You get to choose the perspective of the individual who must struggle to survive. You get to choose if you want to connect to that state of consciousness based in fear and lack. Or you can choose to see things from a higher perspective. You can choose to try and imagine what your inner self's perspective would be. And so as you face this event that's capturing your attention, that's going around the world, that's capturing the attention of people around you, you can maintain alignment and choose a perspective that aligns with how your inner self sees this event. You see, your inner self sees this event as good, as right, as part of the process to bring people from a state of fear to a state of love. From people to approach life in a way that conforms with the laws of the universe. For people to say, what is my priority in life? Is my priority in life efforting and struggling to survive, to do all the things in order to control the conditions? Or is my priority in life, my alignment, the health and well-being of every cell in my body, the relationship I have to those around me, to those I love and to those I don't even know, and my relationship to the things that bring me joy, my passions, my interests, my desires, my creative abilities? And so you who know more, a little more than the average population, can exist within this environment choosing a perspective. The perspective is that everything is happening for a reason, that everything is happening well, that those who will encounter some effects of this worldwide environment are going to encounter that for their benefit. And that if it comes to you, then it's for your benefit too. And this is what your inner self perceives, and this is what source perceives, and this is what is the reality of the situation as it is now with regards to this worldwide event or to any event that occurs in your life ever. You either are choosing to see it from a limited perspective, a perspective of fear, or you are thinking about it differently. You are thinking about it from a perspective of love. How is this event based in love? How is this event happening for me and for all those who will encounter this event? What does it mean when I feel fear? Why am I feeling fear? What is the purpose and benefit of the fear I'm feeling? What's the purpose and benefit of every single manifestation event I ever have? What is the purpose of the manifestation events that are occurring to those around me, to those I love, to those who seem to be in panic and fear themselves? What are they reacting to? Where are they getting their urges to do these things they're doing? They are simply existing in a state of fear, and they're, for the time, attaching themselves to a source of consciousness that is based in fear and lack. And that's okay for them. And you can greet their fear with your alignment. And when you greet their fear with your alignment, they may not be so happy with you. They may be concerned that you're not taking this seriously. They may be concerned that you are just being positive and putting a positive spin on everything, because your way of being counters or is in conflict with their way of being. Yet you have found a way of being that works for you, and it does not need to work for everyone. But in you maintaining your own alignment, you become an influence to them. Not in this event always, not in every event always, but the very fact of the matter is, when you maintain your alignment and you choose not to sink into that fear consciousness, then you are fully tapped into source consciousness, and that's where all your power is. And so knowing that that's where your power is, you can receive inspiration. Inspiration to say something, do something, post something, produce something, create something, whatever it is. And in that creation, it'll be for the highest good of you and them as well. Now, they may not consciously see it right now, but possibly after a few months have passed, they may have looked to you in your calm, easy manner about all of this. And they may have said, well, look at that person there. Look at that person who was easy about this, who didn't care, who didn't suffer as I was suffering, who was not worried as I was worried. And they got to do the things that they enjoyed. They got to live life. They did not put life on hold. They got to interact with other people in a new way. And boy, that seems like maybe that was a more effective way to manage this perceived crisis. And maybe now as I go off into the future, I will strive to be more like that person who inspired me. Imagine, if you will, that you're an antelope. And you're with your herd, and you're grazing, and you're having a wonderful day in the beautiful sunshine. And off into the distance, you sense a lion. And you figure out where this lion is, and you see the lion way, way, way off in the distance, miles away. And you say, okay, there's a lion there. There's nothing to be concerned about. I'll continue to eat and maintain my awareness of this lion. And then suddenly, another lion appears, and the lion is right there, and the lion is chasing you. Now, in your fear, what is really happening? Well, you're diving into a consciousness based in fear, and that consciousness will always ask you to protect yourself, not to care about the rest of your herd, not to care about your friends, your mates, your parents, your children, but to care about you. Every man for themselves. This is what the fear consciousness will bring to you. Thoughts of how to protect yourself with a general disregard of everyone else. And in this is not aligned with the overall function of physical reality or of the universe. The universe is based in love. That lion is based in love. And that lion is part of the process. If you fear the lion at the distance, well, you are not really interacting as you intended to interact. But if you fear the lion because it could do you some physical harm in that moment, you will do what's necessary to protect yourself. And when the danger is over, when the true danger is over, you'll return to a state of being. But if you are panicking because the lion is 3 miles away, then you are simply running around in circles and not being of benefit to anyone. Allow yourself to exist in this moment, knowing that nothing wrong is happening now, and you will connect yourself to the stream of consciousness in stronger ways than ever before, and you'll receive wonderful inspiration that will lead you to higher levels of awareness, satisfaction, and on your course of self-discovery. And with that, we would like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
Joshua.
Yes.
So I have been having like a lot of fear, not because of the coronavirus itself, but like the lion is, you know, it's affecting my business with the, you know, the drop in the stock market, the price of oil's dropping, you know, and like literally my business has come to a halt. I've had contracts bust out because people are afraid now. I had two that busted out because they were afraid to go forward with the purchase because, you know, the world's coming to an end kind of thing. So, you know, the reality is the lion of what is really happening. And now I'm kind of been freaking out like, oh my gosh, like, you know, how am I going to survive when, you know, all of this is happening and it is reality. And so I'm struggling with like trying to pretend that the lion doesn't exist when it is directly affecting my livelihood.
In this moment, is anything wrong happening?
Well, yeah.
In this moment that you're talking to us right now, is the lion in your office there with you?
No.
And in, let's say, 2 years, will you have more information then than you have now?
Correct, but...
And if everything is always working out for you and has always worked out for you, in 2 years, is it likely that you'll understand how it exactly worked out for you?
I'm sure.
And is it possible that in a change in economy, that there will be times when you can be inspired to take advantage of new opportunities? Mm-hmm. And won't those new opportunities allow you to even fulfill more desires and more interests and more activities and more co-creative inspiration that comes forward? Do you ever think that you are cut off from the inspiration that will flow from your inner self, from your guides and supporters, and from source itself? Will that inspiration, will that divine intelligence ever be removed from you? Will you ever be permanently disconnected from it?
No, but...
So then, in the state that you exist now in fear, which consciousness are you connected to?
A fear.
And in that fear consciousness, what are the thoughts that you're receiving?
Like, yeah, not good thoughts.
How do I protect panicking. Myself?
Yeah.
How do I save myself? How do I survive for the next few months? What mm-hmm. must I stock up on? What must I care about? What is necessary for me to live? Mm-hmm. And you aren't receiving the thoughts of how may I be assistance to others? How mm-hmm. may I be an example of alignment? How may I serve? How may I help out? Mm-hmm. Because the source consciousness, if you were connected to that consciousness in love and seeing that everything is working out perfectly, and we guarantee you, when this event is passed, the world will be a brighter place. You will enter a dimension of more love. And in that dimension of more love, you will exist in an environment that is more obviously based in love than it is now. Mm-hmm. And you will feel less fear and less fear, and you'll be more connected. So then, would the effective approach to this be to continue in fear and worry about what's going to happen and try and solve problems and try and fix things and try and effort your struggle way out of it? Or would a more effective approach be to, how can I, knowing what I know, be of more benefit to others? How can I, knowing what I know, choose a higher perspective? How can I know what I know, choose to be in alignment? How can I, knowing what I know, choose to receive inspiration? And in that receiving inspiration, you'll be led to far greater abundance financially, far greater connections relationship-wise, to far greater ideas for health and well-being, to far greater levels of satisfaction in your own body and in your relationships, and to far greater ideas in the areas that you're interested in the areas where you want to go. And you will not care so much about surviving, not care so much about having all these things, not care so much about how you're perceived by others. You will let go of what's not necessary, and you will take with you what is necessary. So, what's your priority in life? To maintain the standard of living that you think is necessary, or to maintain your alignment, maintain your connection to your body, and maintain all your relationships in order to grow all these in a time where everyone else is in fear. And we promise you, if you make it your priority to maintain your alignment, to see things from the higher perspective in this time of unrest, you will be called forth. You'll be one of the few called forth to do things and say things and be things that are beyond your wildest dreams, beyond what you thought you could imagine. Because now everyone else is thinking about themselves. And you could be one of the few that thinks about them, that thinks about what is the joy that's to be had in this situation. What are the opportunities for growth and expansion? What are the opportunities for financial abundance coming down the road? What is the benefit of all of this to all these people? You can see clearly the true reality of this wonderful worldwide event where the others, the vast, vast, vast majority of your leaders, of your other teachers, of the individuals around you are scurrying around in fear, trying to save themselves. Uh-huh. Those in alignment have power beyond the millions who are out of alignment, those few in alignment. And those few in alignment can come together to be a beacon of light, guiding the rest out of fear and into love. Mm-hmm. And in that process, you will blossom. But in fear, you will want to be smaller. You will want to be safer. You will want to be less than you intended to be. In alignment, in this moment, you will shine brightly. Your different approach to life will bring in new ideas and opportunities that you wouldn't have thought of before. And so if you can shed this need to worry about what's happening tomorrow or next week or next week or next week and simply exist in the day, in this day, well, maybe you had a contract disappear, but that was an expectation of money to come. Uh-huh. From one single source.
Uh-huh. But that's my big source.
from what you perceive as your source. And right. what is happening for you in this manifestation event is the universe is saying to you, stop being so concerned about this one tiny insignificant source of income. And start being who you authentically are and see the possibilities that will spring forth from everyone else's fear that will provide you with all the income that you ever need, and realize you don't necessarily need all that income. You don't necessarily need what you think you need. You can maintain alignment and you can coast through this time on much less income than you thought. And if you keep an eye out and if you maintain your alignment, you're going to get ideas. You're going to get ideas that are not available to everyone else. You see, in a time of alignment, in a time of prosperity, well, everyone is a vibrational match to these inspired ideas. In a time of fear, there are very few who are now a vibrational match to inspired ideas, who are brave enough to take these steps. If you are in fear, you can't get the inspiration. Mm-hmm. If you are in a state of alignment, and you are one of the few in a state of alignment, then you share these brilliant ideas that are coming forward for those of you in alignment who are ready to go beyond the meager existence that you've been living and bust through that in order to be an example of massive possibilities to those who will, at some point, after a bit of time has passed, will be able to see what's happened from a new perspective.
And this is my third boot camp, and you know, I've learned to process these manifestation events, and I have made great strides and not succumbing to it. But like these past 2 days, I've really slid backwards because I did have so much shit just happened.
Yes, that's a perception from your new expanded level. But if you compared yourself to the average person who is in serious fear, you're nowhere near where they are. You are they are perceiving the lion is literally chasing them, and you are realizing the lion is across the river. And the lion's out there, but in this moment, in this time, with your herd, you are fine. And so now it's all about, how do I keep the herd happy? How do I show the herd that there is nothing to fear? How do I maintain my alignment and joy in this day, when in this day, nothing is happening? Now, let's say we transport you a month from now, and we pick a day on this date 1 month from now. What is happening on that day?
I have no idea.
Well, you're using your imagination for something. Otherwise, you wouldn't feel fear.
Oh, yeah. But
what's happening on that day?
I lost everything.
So how did you lose everything? What did you lose?
Because I had, this is what's going through my mind. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have, all my deals are busting out. I only have one thing in escrow. How am I going to pay my mortgage? I'm going to lose my house.
If you miss this mortgage payment, they will take your house.
Thinking in the future.
We're talking 1 month from now.
Yeah.
So if you miss your payment, will your house be taken from you 1 month from now? How about 2 months from now?
No.
How about a year from now?
I mean, if I don't make a payment, I'm still able to make my mortgage payment.
Did you exist in the financial crisis of 2008 as a realtor?
I went through that.
And were there other people who were going into foreclosure at that time?
Yes, I did.
And were solutions created to help those people?
Yes.
And don't you think that the same thing will happen now?
Mm-hmm. I did those loan modifications.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you miss school, no one's going to care. If you miss work, no one's going to care. If you miss paying your bills, everyone's missing paying their bills. It'll all work out. It'll all work out. You're living by an old paradigm, the old paradigm of prosperity, where every bill had to be paid and every credit score made a difference. Well, that never was true then either. It was just the conditioning that caused you to perceive that you had to be responsible. And now that conditioning is flying out the roof, flying out the window, because this is a different paradigm.
That is one of my fears, is my credit score. I'm like, it's very sacred to me, my credit score. And that was one of the things, oh my God, what if my credit goes down?
Imagine the freedom you'll have when you give up caring about that. Because it means nothing. And imagine the freedom you have when you realize that missing two or three bills will never matter. Imagine the freedom in saying, I need not do anything to maintain how I feel. I maintain my feet, how I feel. And then everything lines up with that. This is what this event was for. This is what the financial crisis was for. This is what every other event is for. All of these events are for is to take your focus off what is not necessary in this life and put it on the priority of alignment, you see. The priority of your life, you did not come into this life intending to be trapped in a house with all these things and all these bills that you had to maintain. You came in to expand through experience and live in joy and discover who you truly are and let inspiration flow so that you could follow your passions and interests rather than being stuck and trapped with all these bills and all these things trying to make yourself feel safe, secure, and comfortable with all these things that never mattered. Because we guarantee you, if they go away, you will come to a new priority, and that priority will be love. The priority that you're existing in and millions of Americans are existing in is the priority of keeping the lion away. And you have no control over the lion. And if you try and keep this lion away, this lion's going to pop up. And that lion's going to pop up. So what are you going to do? Just keep running from lions millions of miles away? Or are you going to say, in this moment, like the antelope, everything is fine. My herd is fine. And there's nothing to fear.
Thank you. I needed to hear that.
Excellent.
Wonderful. I have a related question too, because I'm also not feeling the fear of the epidemic itself, but I'm just wondering kind of what's happening, because I stopped homeschooling my kids a couple of months ago, and I found them in these great schools. They had these great teachers. We were on this like wonderful schedule. And then now they're out of school for a month and a half, and we're back to where we were. I mean, you know, I know it, we're not exactly back to where we were, but I'm going, what just happened? Was I not supposed to put them in school? Anyway.
So when you put them in school at that time, how did you feel?
I had to push past some fear to do it.
And after you pushed past the fear and you enrolled them in the school and they went for a few days, how did you feel?
I felt really free. Like, wow, I have time to do things.
And so there was a fear going into getting them into school. Mm-hmm. And let's say that fear lasted how long?
A few days.
So you lived with a fear for the few days. But after you had them enrolled, there was no fear. Because mm-hmm. you had more information.
Right.
And so you didn't need to live in fear the first few days before going to school if you had all that information. Right. So you could have used your imagination in an empowering way. Instead of using it to say, ooh, what's going to happen? Are they going to like it? Are they going to be mad at me? Or am I going to miss them? You could have said, oh, it's going to be an adventure for them. Oh, I'm going to free up a lot of time. Oh, it's going to be a wonderful thing. So you didn't know either way. And so mm-hmm. the tendency is to use imagination in a disempowering way to imagine the worst that could happen, rather than use your imagination in an empowering way to imagine the best that can happen. So as you go forward, you remove, they're out of school. Whoopee, now you get to spend time with them that you wouldn't have before. And now you get to play and enjoy time with them. And at some point, something else will happen. And that will be for the highest good. Because as you know, everything you've done so far in your entire life has worked out for the highest good. You didn't know it at the time, but with a bit of time that has passed, a new perspective, you look back and say, oh, everything worked out perfectly. So then, are you still going to use your imagination to say, what if this happens? What if that happens? What if that happens? That imagination is based in fear. Or are you going to use your imagination to say, that could be the best thing that ever happened. This could actually lead to something amazing. Oh, I wonder where this is going. Oh, possibly things are going to work out great. In fact, they've always worked out great. So yeah, I'm sure they're going to work out great. Why not? Why not think they're going to work out great? Because if you're living in fear and control, you do not want to use your imagination in an empowering way, because it does not protect you. It does not control how you react in these conditions, you see. Imagine that you're an antelope and you're in this herd, and you see a lion 3 miles away. And so you tell the herd, hey, there's a lion 3 miles away, and they all scatter like crazy, all in fear. And you're like, why are they doing that? And they look at you and say, you better pay attention. That lion could come over here. And you say, the lion is 3 miles away. If it starts coming over here, we'll know. We'll have plenty of time. We run as fast as the lion. What are you talking about? And they're all in fear going, no, that lion could get us. Yes, it could get you, but it's 3 miles away. What are the odds? It would be like going on an airplane and saying, well, the airplane could crash, but what are the odds? The odds are not very likely. You have enough information. You don't go on an airplane and say, imagine it crashing the whole time, every minute of the flight. Maybe when it bumps a little bit, a thought comes to you. But generally speaking, when you're watching a movie, you are not in fear of that plane crashing, you see. Mm-hmm. Because you know the odds are that it's always going to work out. Because the odds are it has always worked out. In fact, the fact is every plane flight you ever took worked out. Because here you are. And so if you can use your imagination now to go away from the herd who's living in fear and start using it in a way that allows you to maintain alignment, making alignment your priority, not protection of self, not self-salvation, but alignment. And then you can say, oh, they're all living in their fear, and that's okay. I am going to be the antelope that does not run away. And then a few of the antelope, as they're huffing and puffing and running away, they'll look behind and they'll say, see you. And some of them will say, well, Sir Gunn's not in fear. I'm not going to be in fear. And someone will say, she is nuts for not being in fear. And they'll continue running. And that's fine. That's their exploration. But imagine the benefit to those few antelope who decide to rejoin you in the pasture and continue grazing and continue enjoying life and continue. And guess what's going to happen? Well, that pasture now is going to grow with a lot of grass. And there's going to be so much grass there because all the other antelope have run away in fear. And they're going to eventually return to this beautiful pasture full of grass.
I really like that. My follow-up to that is that I had the opportunity to get my younger son some childcare from his preschool because they're planning something or whatever. And so I was like, wow. I actually was like, oh, that would really help me. So I let the director know and she said, well, you know, do you need childcare this week? We're planning this sort of like, you know, we're only letting 10 kids in or whatever. And I sort of second guessed myself because I was like, well, I'm not in dire need of it. And am I like exposing him needlessly? And so I had this sort of thing going through my head.
So is that a inspiration or nurture? And we'll tell you the difference here if you can tell us what you think it is.
Sure. I think the inspiration to be like, oh, I could reply to this email was an inspiration. And then I'm definitely, you know, having these irrational fears around, okay, well, what if I say yes to this? One of them being, you know, the potential of contamination, I suppose, which I wasn't afraid of before, but yeah.
Yes. And so the inspiration will always bring up fear because the inspiration is for an action that is not predetermined. And so the outcome, we don't know what that is. We have no idea what that is. And so again, you might use your inspiration, your imagination to say, this is inspired action. This is coming to me because it's for me. This works perfectly for who I am. And I am going to take that opportunity. Yet that opportunity leads to some unknown result. But if you're attached to some result where you think from your perspective that if this happens, it's good, but if this happens, it's bad, well, fear is going to come up around the bad, you see. And then you'll have to say, is this rational or irrational fear? Because if something happens from your new perspective, you know that it will be for your benefit and the benefit of all involved. And there will be no unbeneficial outcome. It will not be possible. And so you can go bravely forward. And guess what? If he goes in this group and he adopts this virus and he brings it home, well, guess what? You all get to go through it because it's all for you. And then you get to emerge on the other side. And guess what's on the other side of this one event? Rebirth. Rebirth into a new dimension. And you get to be one of the first people that is reborn into this new dimension, free from fear of the lion. Because once the lion has eaten you, he's not going to eat you again, right? And so you've come out reborn, one way or the other.
Okay.
And that will be an ecstatic place to be, we promise you. And you will have examples of this. More and more and more examples of those contracting the virus and recovering from the virus and then going out and celebrating and living life and being this example to others that there is nothing to fear. And as soon as enough people see this, and you're going to see it more and more and more and more in the coming days, as soon as enough people see the examples of these people living in joy as they come on the other side of this event, they will lose their fear of it because they will be in such desire to get to the other side. They do not know what the other side is like. You see, they're existing in a state of fear, fear of a virus, fear of the unknown. And they are protecting themselves, and they are receiving thoughts of fear. But on the other side of the fear is everything they truly want. And when they get through this, on the other side of that fear, they will look back and say, It was nothing. There was nothing to fear. It was okay. It wasn't a big deal. What was I so afraid of? Just like what you were thinking prior to putting your children in that school, because they will have more information. And with that more information, they will be a beacon of truth and love and joy and light for others to follow. And they, those ones who go through it first, will make it easier for the rest.
Awesome. Thanks.
Excellent. Who's next?
That would be me. Okay, so I have a question about these stories, these allegations against Yogi Bhajan. And I'm privy to more stories. And the more stories I'm hearing, the more intense they're getting of abuse. And it's very disturbing to me. I'm trying to really understand, like, what the purpose of me being immersed in all of this negative emotion is at this time, and like what is going to be on the other side of it for me. And you know, I keep seeing numbers lining up. Like yesterday, I was in a down negative state for pretty much the whole day. And then I'm seeing all these numbers lining up, like 11, 11, 12, 12, 3, 3, 3, and all this stuff. And I'm just like, okay, I guess that's a sign that I'm on the right track, but it doesn't feel like it at all.
You perceive that this person who you admire did something wrong, and that invalidates everything you thought he was. Now, we teach, the first thing that we teach is what? There is no wrong anywhere in the universe. Everything is right. From your limited perspective, you say, if these actions or this revelation, or if he was not the way he is, if he was different than how he is, or if the situation was different in some way, then you would feel better. Is that true?
I don't really put him on a pedestal anymore. I don't feel like if he, yeah, I don't know if that question is accurate or if that statement's accurate for me.
If, what is the source of your negative emotion?
It's a lot of different things. I feel like it's the...
Choose one.
Feeling other people's pain is one of them.
You feel that if everyone lived without pain, without any negative emotion, without any suffering, without any illusions or distortions of what's really happening here, then you could feel better. And so if you had the power, would you then wish away everyone's pain?
No, because I know I can't do that, but I would probably just leave the situation and go do something else because it feels better.
And rather than leaving the situation, which is fine to do, could you choose another perspective? And what would the perspective be that would ease your negative emotion or help you return to a state of alignment?
Well, the one that kind of came to me today was that I have a choice in not having to be part of this group anymore if that's what is necessary for me, and I can find my community elsewhere.
And that would be removing yourself from a unpleasant condition in order to feel better. So it's still taking action so that the conditions change and now you feel better. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But we say, what if you could go a little bit deeper? What if you could choose a perspective, process this internally, allow everything to be as it is, take no urges to change conditions, and simply process the limiting beliefs that cause you to feel that something wrong happened? Because if you didn't think that something wrong happened, then you couldn't feel negative emotion. And if you didn't have a limiting belief, then you couldn't think it was wrong. And so what's the limiting belief that causes you to perceive that something is wrong?
That all of us were deceived by this teacher.
That you were deceived by the teacher and that was wrong. Yet if there is nothing wrong, then could you possibly have been deceived? Are you saying that the teacher was the most important thing, or was it the teachings at the time that led you from where you were before through those teachings to a state of love that you enjoyed, a state of community, a state of well-being, a state of peace that you had traveled through those teachings? So you Yes. started prior to the teachings, you adopted the teachings, you adopted the community, and you traveled to a state that was more expanded, more aware, and felt more in alignment, helped you feel in alignment.
Sure, and I processed that part of it, like I'm aware of that.
Excellent. And so now you're not in alignment. And the reason you're not in alignment is because of the deceptive practices of the leader.
The hypocrisy,
the hypocrisy of the leader.
Saying one thing and doing something completely out of alignment.
Now, have you ever said one thing and done something completely different?
Sure. Not to that level, but yeah.
Has every single other human on earth done the same thing? Has anyone ever existed in a lifelong state of no hypocrisy?
No.
Okay. Now, when you entered those teachings and you adopted those beliefs and they helped you to maintain alignment and to grow a community and to become one of a community and to feel better as you went along, was there any value in that?
Sure.
And so does the actions of the leader affect the actual teachings that you adopted? Or does it appear that it does? Because you aligned the teaching so closely with the leader. If you could separate the teachings from the leader, would the teaching still have validity?
I'm not interested in the teachings anymore.
Excellent. But you must agree that those teachings helped you along this journey of self-discovery.
Definitely.
And without those teachings, it would have been a different journey.
Totally.
And so does it matter then?
No, it doesn't matter.
Because you've gotten here now. And now, are the people different now because the leader was shown to be something he wasn't? Are the people in the community different?
Yes.
They've totally changed. How did they change?
They're talking about things that haven't been talked about for 50 years.
Yes, but the community that you had, are those people different people? Or are they the same people just simply living in a little bit of fear?
Yeah, they're the same people living in fear, but...
But so you were willing to be with those people when they were living in love, and now you say, well, it might be just better to get out of that community altogether and leave them behind.
Not because of the people. It's really just because I feel like doing anything aligned with these teachings is just, I don't feel like I want to because of all these things that I'm finding out about.
And if you didn't find out about them, if it was never brought to light, would you still be interested in those teachings? Or do you think that by now you would have come to another level and ready for something more anyway?
Yeah, I already was, yeah.
And so you might be saying that this is the reason that I'm even able to go to a different set of teachings, to leave behind. And without this happening, you would have some conflict in wanting to maintain that community and be with those people and keep your name and keep all these things while still moving forward. And this event perfectly allows you to move forward now. But in love, not in regret or resentment for something that happened in the past, because everything worked out perfectly for everyone who follow those teachings. So they now can ascend to wherever they are led without being held captive by one person who was trying to maintain control over community. You see?
Yes, I have awareness of that. And there's a lot of other people who do too, which is fantastic because people are seeing that there's good that's coming out of all of this right now.
Absolutely.
Even despite all of that. So like there's awareness of that.
Yes.
But now, I think this me not being able to maintain my alignment and like dipping into so much negative emotion is just like it's almost like I forgot everything I've learned in the boot camp so far.
It's a perception, but it's not true. You see, your level of intensity is twofold. One is you are focusing more on maintaining your alignment, focusing more on feeling good. And in that, your negative emotion will feel more intense. Because as you feel good, as you make it your priority to maintain alignment, as you say, this is my number one thing in life, as you meditate, as you interact in a positive way with people, as you look on the brighter side of everything, as you look for the higher perspective, you are maintaining alignment, and that feels good, you see. So when a negative emotion comes to you, it's going to feel as intense as the negative emotions felt when you were a child, when you were a baby. And if you can remember screaming and crying at the slightest tinge of hunger, bawling your head off, that's because the emotion was so intense. And over the time, you've softened or numbed that emotion. And now the intensity of negative emotions come to you. Because it is very, very, very beneficial to feel negative emotion intensely, to capture your awareness so you do not push it aside. You do not say, oh, no big deal. You are aware of it. And this causes you to be so introspective, to try and figure out for yourself, what is causing this pain? What is the limiting belief? What are these urges that I'm getting to change the conditions? Why am I judging this is wrong? Why am I perceiving this as a bad thing? Why can't I see that this event happened to allow all these people to move to new levels of spiritual growth? And why can I see that the old dynamic of following one person is limiting, you see? And that inspired you to ask this question, ask these questions you've been asking, and to think of it deeper. And in a year, you'll look back and you'll say, oh my God, if that didn't happen, I would not have been called to this and this and this and led on this new, expansive, abundant, joyful ride to another level of self-discovery. So it's all perfect, but in the moment, it doesn't seem that way, especially when you're in fear, because in fear, you're just going to attract thoughts of more fear and more like, why did this happen to me? How could this person be like this? He shouldn't have been like that. He should have been different than he is. But yet, in the grand scheme of things, it all played out perfectly. From the higher perspective, we see it. From the higher perspective, your inner self sees it. From the higher perspective, he is source, just as you are source. He is equal to you. He did nothing wrong. It's just from your belief system, it appears to be horrendous. And you might say, and many people might say, if he was different than he was, then I could have existed in a state of joy that I had felt before. Because of what he did, I can no longer achieve that state of joy. And we are saying to you that you can achieve that state of joy if you choose to dial down the intensity of some limiting beliefs and look at everything from the higher perspective and use your imagination in an empowering way and make alignment your priority and not give your power away to anything outside of you or anyone outside of you. In essence, all of this information is coming from within. If you believed it fully, you could meditate and you would bring in all the knowledge and information and intelligence that would allow you to follow your journey of self-discovery. But a belief system is in place that says, initially, these people follow this teaching. It seems like this is a good course of action. I am excited to get involved in that teaching. And these people follow this leader who is larger than life. And it appears like he's living by these teachings and his life is this. And so you exist in a state and you grow and grow and grow and grow. You raise a new level of vibration. You find new information. You find new teachings. And then that is taken away because the worship of anything outside of you is causing you to live as a victim and saying that, whew, I have to be careful about what I look at, what I pay attention to, because it could be dangerous. And that's the life of a victim. Instead of saying, no, this happened perfectly to lead me on my journey of self-discovery, so I got to this level. And at this level, I became aware of more things because I had more desire to discover more, because that was my primary intention prior to I was born. And I'm living on this path of inspiration. And when I'm inspiration, I'm finding all these new things. But I don't have to hold on blindly to any leader. I don't have to hold on blindly to any teachings. I can take from it what is for me. And then I can go to new levels and new levels and new levels. Essentially coming to a state where you are so connected to your inner self and to source consciousness that you receive everything you need. And if you need someone coming from outside to whisper in your ear and saying, hey, what about this idea? Then that's the same thing, because there's no difference between inside you and outside. It's all you. It's all you. It's all coming to you. You are the creator of this reality. Everyone in this reality is a reflection of you and is you. You are not separate from any of it. So the belief, the limiting belief, is that you are separate from all that is, and that you must grab onto something to pull you up, when all it's doing is you leading yourself on this journey of true self-discovery, sifting and sorting along the way and figuring it out. And you are figuring it out. You are doing wonderfully. And so relax on how it comes to you. Just take the ride and not wish anything ever be different than it is, even if it appears that some people were harmed. Because we promise you that the interaction between anyone, any two people, any group of people, is for the benefit from their perspective and for their journey and for what they intended to explore in this life. And it is not for you. And you do not want to rob anyone of their manifestation events or their experiences or their choice of exploration. Leave it to them. Let them suffer if they may, but you don't have to dip down with them, even though you're very sensitive and you all are very sensitive to the pain and suffering of others. You must realize they are on their ride. And if they are frightened by their ride, that's part of the ride. They did not come here to live in a fairyland where nothing but lollipops and unicorns buzzed around their heads. This is a playground. This is an amusement park. And there are little kids' rides and there are scary rides. And everyone has the option to choose whatever ride they like. Think of it more in a softer idea. And that by the end of their ride, they will be exhilarated by the expanded experience that they had on that ride. Now, some are living in fear, and some are living in love, and some are on the fence. And if you can be that example of not living in fear, but living in alignment, you can help the others over the fence when they're ready. Not the ones in deep fear. Just the ones who are ready to make a little shift, a slight little shift, and move to the side of love. They're all coming here, but some are on the fence, and they're ready to come across that fence. And all of these sort of things that are happening, millions and millions of things that are happening, most of which you are completely unaware of, they're all helping people see another perspective. And in seeing a new perspective, they can think about how they're being, what they're believing, what they're thinking, how they're behaving, and what they're receiving in their reality. And they can choose to move towards love and choose to see things from a higher perspective and choose to reprioritize their lives. And that's the great benefit in all these events. So you never have to worry about them. They're all doing fine. Just think about your alignment, because you're not of benefit to anyone when you're out of alignment. You are only of great benefit in alignment. So make alignment your priority and everything else will take care of itself. And don't beat yourself up for dipping down into negative emotion. You shouldn't be any place other than where you are. Where you are is perfect. You are on this journey at the right place, at the right time, at the right speed. It's all working out. You will get there. Do not worry about that. Just keep your eye on that alignment and everything will work out.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. We have time for one more question. This must be the silliest question ever asked. It has nothing to do with anything serious. Jump on in. Who would like to ask a silly question?
Okay. I've got this one. It's about the damn coronavirus, but it's going to be a weird and esoteric question, I think.
Excellent.
So in December, you know, we've talked before, I had a terrible illness and it kind of paralyzed my entire life financially and, you know, in terms of how I felt and everything. I've recovered from it. It was like the most apocalyptic flu ever. But I can't help but think that somehow my experience with that is related to this coronavirus thing. And we talk about how our reality is an illusion. Did I create the coronavirus, at least in my reality? And I, you know, and I haven't experienced the actual virus, but I'm experiencing people's worries and fears about it from all angles. I'm absorbing and actually examining and kind of fascinated with it. And I'm, of course, fearful that my art sales are going to go and stuff like that. But at the same time, I don't know. I'm in a state of trusting, but I'm interested in this idea of what it is to create your reality in a state of illusion.
You are creating your reality based on the vibration you're emitting. That vibration is the sum of your beliefs, your attitudes, your desires, your pre-birth intentions, what you're here to explore, what you think about yourself, your perspective of yourself, your opinion of yourself. And your reality conforms with that belief system completely. And you are always creating it. You are creating new experiences so that you can move to new perspectives. Everything in physical reality is basically a perspective. Time, from one moment to another moment, is a change in perspective. How you see yourself today compared to how you see yourself in the midst of that flu that you had, you can look at yourself from a different perspective. You survived it. You made it through it. Everything worked out. It was fine. You have less fear now about subsequent things because while it was uncomfortable, you made it through it, you see. And so you have a new perspective. When you take a step and you look at your artwork from a different point of view, you have a new perspective. So every movement in space gives you a new perspective. So every moment in time and every moment through space. Now, add on top of that, every single version of you that's ever existed has a different perspective about yourself, about the world around you, and about who you are in relation to source, what your priorities are, what you think is important, that sort of thing. And so you can slice up your life in an infinite number of ways, and each slice of that life has a new perspective, and that new perspective has never been perceived by anyone ever in the history of the world or in the future. It's unique to you. And you take it, and you create a tapestry with it, the tapestry of your life, of all these experiences. And then at the end of your life, well, not really at the end of life, because as you're having these experiences and these new perspectives, you are adding it to the tapestry of all that is. And so with each moment, the tapestry of all that is changes and evolves, and all that is gets a better understanding of all that is, you see. And so if you're here to have new perspectives, then you must create conditions that allow for that. And if you are open, you would create expansive, incredible, satisfying, fulfilling, wild conditions and experiences so that you could see yourself in this role. But since you have an underlying fear, a fear that you're not worthy, a fear that you're not good, a fear that you're nothing more than an individual, a fear that you could be killed or could die or could be hurt or could be injured or could be homeless or whatever it is, you limit your experiences. You did not come here to limit those experiences. Those, all of your limitations are self-imposed. You came here to go boldly toward the new, not to shrink and cower in a little box, in a little corner with just a little one little lamp. You came to live boldly. But in living boldly, you will encounter fear because fear is always around the unknown. And so how do you process that fear? Well, one way you process that fear is realizing your source. You've come here. You can't be bad. You can't be anything other than perfect. How you create from this body and this perspective that you chose is unique to you. No one else can create from that perspective. So everything you create is brand new, perfect creation. from you, you may judge it as good or bad, right or wrong, but that's based in fear. You could judge everything is right, everything is good, everything is brilliant. You could not care what anyone else thinks. You could not care how much money comes in. You could not care where you live. You could not care what people think of you. You could not care of any of that if you wanted to. And that would allow you to push past so much fear that you would be doing these amazing things and living this high life of abundance and freedom in joy and satisfaction. And so this is your choice. Power away from negative emotion, from fear, live small, worry about failure, worry about what people think, worry about bills, worry about all that stuff. Live that old approach to life of fear and control. Try to control as much of it as you can. It'll never get you anywhere. Or abandon that and take a new priority. Your priority is alignment. And in alignment, especially you who has direct experience with this, you're going to receive inspiration. And that inspiration, when you act on it, it's the most powerful thing in the world. And it's going to lead to everything you want. It's going to be fun. It's going to be effortless. Time's going to lose its meaning. You're going to just dive into it. But if you care what people think, well, you're bringing a little fear in there. And you're not allowing it to flow perfectly, you see. So get into this idea of my alignment is the most important thing. My body is the most important thing. My relationships are the most important thing. And my bliss, my passion, my interest, most important thing. And I don't care about the bills. I don't care about my credit score. I don't care what people think. I don't care about achievement or gratification or any of this stuff. I am not going to prove my worthiness through outside conditions. I'm going to accept my worthiness and go with the flow. And in that, whew, you're going to be such an inspiration. People are going to be like, wow, how did you do this? And you said, I don't care. I have no attachment to the outcome. I have no attachment to anything other than doing what I'm inspired to do. And I know when I do what I'm inspired to do, that inspiration, that creation that comes forth through me is powerful. And I enjoy it. I get a kick out of it. It's fun. And that's all I care about. Fun. All I care about. Fun. All I care about. Alignment. Feeling good. Enjoying myself. Supporting you. Supporting them. Supporting everyone, loving everyone, accepting everyone, not caring what they do, not caring that they're in fear, not caring that they may have an urge to change me. That's okay. You're in fear. You're going to want to change me. That's fine. I'm not reacting to that. I am focused on love, and I will live this life of love. This life of love will bring me everything I intended to experience in the lifetime, and I'm going to live it as fully as I can and drop back into fear from time to time. No big deal. No big deal. Not going to beat myself up. You are an amazing group of creators. You are moving from fear to love very quickly. You are identifying areas of fear. You're realizing it's rational. You're living in the moment. You're assisting others. You're being of the highest benefit to all involved. We are thrilled to be here with all of you. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Great.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Have a
stay
wonderful
strong,
weekend.
People.
Love it. Yeah. Stay strong.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeah. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to today's show. If you would like to support this show, the best thing you can do is subscribe, especially on iTunes. Also, leave your comments and leave your ratings. And that will help us grow this community of people who are interested in law of attraction and the mechanism of physical reality. It'll be cool to spread the word even further. And you can help out by subscribing, leaving your comments, and rating the show. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine, by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.